Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive from WTTSFM.com.
Welcome back. It's always good to have you in here.
Thank you.
We always love having you come by.
My mind's wandering because I have thought so many times, like, I have to see people before I know what I pretend I know that they want to hear. Isn't that weird? So I've made a set list and I'm changing it in my head.
I think you can sing anything and they'll be pretty happy, right?
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Thank you. We'll rock a couple, but that's a song we've not really put on a real release, but now you have it. You're the only one that has it.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's a real treat. And Zubilation tonight.
Yes.
You've done this before, and it's the most unique event in the summer, and one of the most unique events in the city. Talk about playing Zubilation. You had a great story from a few years ago, I know.
Right. Yeah, a long time ago. Bruce Hornsby, and we actually got to do two other shows with him after this day, because the Zubilation day we played first had Bruce Hornsby and some other people, and it poured down rain. So we all ran to different places when the rain started and got under this awning. And I'm standing there with big, tall Bruce Hornsby. And I said something cornball, like, this is like mandolin rain, isn't it? And the thing about Bruce Hornsby is he's so game. He's so willing. And he's so open and vulnerable. And I've met a million artists in my days from opening for people. And the refreshing thing about him was that he was like, yeah, it kind of is. And then we just sat under there and just stood and chit-chatted, and he did not think I was corny at all, because he was corny too. And it was just really, really fun. Yeah, and I'm a huge animal lover, so I respect the zoo and what they do, so we're really happy to be here.
Any favorite exhibits at the zoo you care to share?
Well, one of my friends was very involved in building the orangutan display. Uh-huh. And I'm a huge fan of primates, and then the elephants and the gorillas. And, you know, it's funny. The biggest, most humongous, largest animals in the world are all vegetarians, and I'm almost vegetarian. So I just think that it's pretty incredible and impressive that people get that up close and see them and respect them. And I think that's one of the big deals about this.
Now, I think we were told that the orangutans don't care for the base too much, correct? Is that right, Julie?
We'll leave Bill home. Bill, go home.
So please be...
I think we're...
just you're far enough away. We're not going to... Yeah, don't worry. We're not going to anger the orangutans, no.
Wow. Bill Ritter.
Well, let's talk about the, there's a new project. At least you've laid down some new tracks that are waiting to do something with.
Yes,
tell us about that.
Well, I've been writing, and I wanted to write in, I like to write with different people. I've written a lot with Brett over the years, and I've written with my friend Paul Holdman, and I've written with one of my keyboard players, Greg McGurk. But when I first moved to Indianapolis, I worked for Ripple Effects. That was a music studio, and that's how I ended up doing all of the commercials that I did. I won't mention them. But and I just learned so much. Those guys really beat me up in the studio and taught me how to sing, you know, the right way. And so I've written a whole bunch of new songs. In sort of, I would say they're not like anybody, hopefully. But I just brought a bunch of lyrics and melodies to my friend Bill Mallers. And we've worked out about 17 new songs. So they're kind of in between, I would say, Amy Winehouse and Diana Krall. And then just, I don't know. I think they're really spectacular. But that's what you always think before you produce something. And so we've made enough so we'll know which ones want to fall by the wayside. But yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we have Jenny DeVoe in Sun King Studio 92. And as you're headed into Zubilation tonight, look for Jenny on the bridge as you walk in to Zubilation this evening. And if you're not going to Zubilation, Jenny, where can listeners see you next?
Well, I don't have my schedule memorized. You know what? After Zubilation, we'll be up at the Carmel Gazebo. June 21st, that will be, it's a really fun thing. It's by their fire station. And so we have some things laid out at jennydevoe.com. And then if you are traveling to Michigan or up to Wisconsin or Minnesota, we're playing up there in some really special places this summer too. So
wonderful.
We're driving a little.
Wonderful. Yeah. Let's hear some more from Jenny DeVoe in Sun King Studio 92.